Culture.
Book Review. A Modern Orwellian Tale. Dummy Business. An imagined world where cancel culture has gone to even greater extremes. Mania. By Lionel Shriver.
Are you hateful enough to use the S word? You know the one, stupid. It has been banned in schools. Its use and synonyms, dumb, slow, considered slurs worthy of expulsion. Even its antonyms are grounds for book bans and boycotts. Only a cerebral supremacist would have the gall to buy Elena Ferrante's novel My Brilliant Friend. Instead, those wanting to be politically correct display copies of The Calumny of IQ, why discrimination against D people is the last great civil rights fight on their coffee tables. Welcome to the America of Lionel Shriver's Mania. The novel opens with the narrator's son, Darwin, being sent home from school because he called a classmate's T-shirt stupid. "I don't understand the rules anymore," he complains to his mother. Can anything be stupid, or is everything intelligent now? Transformed by ideological extremism, everyone is smart, and anyone who feels differently is a bigot, America is both the novel's setting and subject. The New York Times has dropped the crossword puzzle because its clues made people feel bad when they could not guess the word. Universities have open admissions. Spelling bees and IQ tests are banned. Most students care less about learning than studying their instructor's behaviour for slip-ups. Professors must treat all students as equal and deem all answers correct. Pearson Converse, the narrator, is a literature professor in Pennsylvania and is hauled before the Dean of Cognitive Equality for teaching Fyodor Dostoevsky's novel The Idiot. It was a cheeky act of resistance and a futile one. She ends up having to apologise to keep her job. As in George Orwell's 1984, spies are everywhere, but in Mania there are no telescreens. Instead, children report their parents for forcing extra tutoring or pushing them to be ambitious. Every school has a mental parity champion who can call in child protective services at the slightest hint of intellectual abuse. Pearson discovers this after her daughter, Lucy, who is willfully resistant to learning to read but smart enough to game the system, turns her in. Orwell's Winston Smith was tortured into compliance by the Ministry of Love. Pearson has to complete a cerebral acceptance and semantic sensitivity course to avoid losing Lucy to foster care. As a writer, Ms. Shriver is merciless and funny. As a thinker, she is contrarian. She has been described as a pro-Brexit, anti-woke, Me Too sceptical Democrat, and does not shy away from fraught subjects. Her best-known novel, We Need to Talk About Kevin, 2003, is told from the perspective of a mother whose son has gone on a mass shooting rampage at his school. Some may feel they have heard too much about cancel culture to seek out a work of fiction that tackles it so squarely. But the novel's themes of society's quick pivots when it comes to socially acceptable beliefs and how close friendships can be poisoned by the culture wars feel like a welcome distraction, given their slightly but not unbelievably absurd elements. As Pearson observes, "I suppose none of this was funny, really. Still, I couldn't help but laugh."